Well, I had been watching a programme one day, and it was a council down in England that had implemented that in their local area. And what they had done was the studies had shown that with these posters going up, the amount of dog fouling in that particular area had reduced quite dramatically. So that's where I got the idea, and I had forwarded it on to the council. As of then, the council got back to me really, really quickly, sounded really positive and wanted to implement that idea here as well.
So what made you decide to write to the council? Obviously, this is a problem for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is a massive problem, and I think it's a massive problem all over the council, to be honest with you. I live in quite a close-knit community, and the amount of dog mess on the streets is absolutely disgraceful. I've got a 9-year-old daughter and a 4-year-old nephew, and the amount of times that they come in with dog mess on their shoes is atrocious. You can't walk in a straight line down the street because you're having to avoid all this dog mess all the time. I think it's not only a massive health risk, but it's the presentation of the streets as well. I mean, we need to clean it up, not just for local residents, but for visitors to the town as well.
And obviously you had mentioned, you know, having to walk down the street with your daughter and your nephew and things like that. I mean, I've been in the situation in my own street, mm-hmm. where I've ended up having to walk onto the road just to avoid it.
Well, that's exactly the problem. I mean, not one particular area is worse than the other now. I mean, it's everywhere, even up Ayr High Street. It's absolutely disgraceful at times. I mean, that's just not a good advertisement for the town at all. Like I said, never mind the kind of health hazard it could cause as well.
So what is your message to dog owners that don't pick up after their dogs?
Plain and simple, I mean, people need to be made aware that dog fouling is completely unacceptable. Clean up after your dogs, then nobody should tolerate it at all. And realistically, every dog owner should be responsible for their dogs, and that's it.
And obviously to have the council kind of take this idea on board and say, you know what, this is a good idea and we support you and we think something needs to be done about this, that must be a really good feel-good feeling for you.
It is, because you've got this idea, you're forwarding it to somebody and they're taking your idea on board. It is an issue. It has been, the council have been trying to tackle it anyway with the increased number of the dog fouling bins round about the town area. It is a really good feeling, and I'm really glad that I've had 100% support and backing for the council.